You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Thy staff sent me a pretty interesting article. And when I took a look at it, it instantly reminded me of something that happens in Japan a lot. Now, this article was published on the 29th of August. Wells Fargo worker dies at her desk and isn't found until 4 days later. Now, in Japan, there's a term for a situation called karoshi, which literally translates into death by overworking. Yes, there have been numerous incidents where guys primarily would literally keel over at their desks. However, there have been a couple of recent incidents where women keeled over at their desks. And it wasn't until then that the Japanese society started to take more of an interest in this phenomenon and start asking why. But that's another story for another time. A woman working in a Wells Fargo branch in Arizona died while she was at work and was not found until 4 days later, according to police. Gentlemen, of course, I have a major question after this. Denise Prudhomme, 60, arrived at the Temp, Arizona bank office at 7 a.m. on August 16th for her shift, but died at her desk on the third floor of the building. She was not found until August 20th, when security at the building stumbled upon her body. Firefighters and police were called out to the building where the woman was declared dead at 4:55 p.m., police said. The Office of Medical Examiner in Temp said her manner of death is still pending, according to USA Today. Police said an initial investigation found no evidence of foul play contributing to the woman's death. Their investigation will continue, including interviews with other employees at the bank location. Well, sounds like it could have been an aneurysm, a heart attack, something. But in the end, yeah, she clocked into work. Boom. Drop dead. Gentlemen, this is going to be an extremely good teaching moment for you. The situation, of course, not being good. However, in every dark cloud, there's always a silver lining, and I'm a master at finding it. Employees at the bank began to suspect something was off when they began to note a foul smell in the building, but believed it to be a plumbing issue, according to KPNX, citing an anonymous employee. Prudhomme's cubicle was not near the third floor's main aisle, which may explain why it took so long before she was discovered, according to KPNX. Many of the bank's employees work remotely, but the building does have round-the-clock security. One employee said they were sickened by the thought of their coworker's body sitting for days in her cubicle. Quote unquote, to hear she's been sitting at the desk like that would make me feel sick, the employee told K-12 News. And nobody did anything. That's how she spent her last moments. One of the employees told the broadcaster that they were furious that security took 4 days to find the woman, calling it quote-unquote negligence. Wells Fargo issued a statement lamenting Prudhomme's death to KPNX. Quote-unquote, our thoughts and prayers are with their family and loved ones during this difficult time, the company said. Counselors through our employee assistant consulting service are available to support our employees. We are fully cooperating with the Tempe Police Department in their investigation and will direct all further questions to them. Well, well, well. This is definitely an unfortunate incident. However, the grand question that I have, what type of woman was she? Let's go ahead and really break this down. No one knew she was missing for 4 days, which means obviously she had no family, no friends, no boyfriend or husband, nobody. That all points to this was a strong, independent woman. Now, we're not going to say that she was a feminist or anything like that, but at 60 years old, this woman should have already been a grandmother by now. She should have had a husband that was able to take care of her so she wouldn't be at work at 60. She should have been home baking cookies, baking pies, chasing around her grandkids. But nope, this society and the feminist Kool-Aid, yeah, a lot of women have thoroughly missed out. But you know what? It's their choice. They made these decisions. Now, the second question that I would have, her coworkers, what type of worker was she? Now, of course, the bank is saying, yeah, people were working remotely. But my question is, was she well-liked among the other employees? Was she liked? Was she even known? Was she quiet? Now, they say her cubicle was on the third floor, essentially off in the cut. Now, once again, the question is, what type of worker was she? Was she well-known? Was she liked? More and more questions that it seemed like will not be answered. It is what it is. Now, gentlemen, how am I going to turn this unfortunate incident into a teachable moment for you guys? Well, like I said, I'm the master of finding silver linings in any fucked up situation. Gentlemen, this is a prime example of why you should live your life to the fullest. Yep, we're all living on borrowed time. Far too many people actually do not live life. Why? because they're trying so hard to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to live a life of excess. Now, that's on them. They want to do that. Hey, let them do that. However, gentlemen, we here in this space, we've figured it out, if you will. We've come to the conclusion, hey, we're not going to do what society thinks that we as men should do. We're not going to continue to sacrifice ourselves, fall on the sword, if you will, to keep this society going. No, 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 no. We're going to live our lives by our own rules. Now, if you're going to do that, gentlemen, you have to be willing to accept the trade-offs that comes with living your life how you see fit. You know what? Pin that. That's a good subject for a video. Accepting the trade-offs in your life. Yeah, I definitely got to keep that idea. But yeah, gentlemen, when your time's up, your time is up. There's nothing you can do about it. But fellas, this woman dropped dead at work. Is this the fate that a lot of you want? Nah, nah. However, this society has zero problems with trying to convince men that, yeah, working yourself into an early grave is what you're supposed to do. Now, if society actually gave a damn about men, we would understand, yeah, that's part of the process. It comes with the territory. However, nowadays, with the outright misandry that is absolutely everywhere, nah, gentlemen, nope, nope, nope. Do what's best for you. Work as much as you need for your life to be comfortable. Don't take on these modern women. They made their choices. They made their bed. Let them lie in it. Oh, but nowadays, you see so many women e-begging on TikTok. It is absolutely hilarious. But this woman's case proves, yeah, a lot of modern women are going to end up just like this woman, dying alone. That's something else that we men accept as part of our existence. And guess what? We're good with it because we accept our own mortality. But all in all, what more needs to be said, gentlemen? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you strong, independent women out there who don't need no man, who end up with nobody, this right here could be your fate. It truly can. So you better understand this, ladies, and understand it clearly. The power you think you have in society, it will go out. Feminism, which for all intents and purposes is a young, well-to-do woman's game, that will go out right along with it. This woman being 60, yeah, if she was a feminist, then feminism was already done with her. And guess what? More than likely, she regretted it to the end, which unfortunately happened for her at work. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.